This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukrainian forces were advancing on Saturday into areas north of Kyiv, littered with debris and destroyed Russian tanks, as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky accused departing Russian soldiers of leaving behind mines. Ukrainian presidential adviser Oleksiy Arestovych said Ukrainian troops had retaken more than 30 towns and villages in the region since Russia announced this week it would scale down operations around the capital to focus on battles in the east. British military intelligence said Russian troops had abandoned Gostomel Airport in a northwestern suburb of the capital, where there had been fighting since the first day of the invasion. In the east, a Red Cross convoy was again seeking to evacuate civilians from the besieged port of Mariupol after abandoning an attempt on Friday because of a lack of security guarantees. But that renewed mission was not expected to reach the port until at least Sunday. Russia has depicted its drawdown of forces near Kyiv as a goodwill gesture in peace negotiations. Ukraine and its allies say Russian forces have been forced to regroup after suffering heavy losses. Russia's defense ministry did not reply to a request for comment on the allegations, and Reuters could not independently verify those allegations. A senior U.S. official has told Reuters that the United Nations-led truce in Yemen is a decisive moment in the near seven-year conflict. The official said it offers hope that the warring parties and international community can bring a lasting peace to the devastated country. The conflict has killed tens of thousands of people and pushed millions more into hunger. The last coordinated cessation of hostilities was in 2016. This is VOA News. The Muslim holy month of Ramadan has begun throughout much of the Middle East at a time when Russia's invasion of Ukraine has sent the region's energy and food prices soaring. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The Ukraine conflict has dampened spirits during a period where many gather over meals as a traditional part of the holiday. After 2 years of coronavirus, which blocked many rituals, many Muslims were hoping for a more cheerful Ramadan this year. However, because of the war in Ukraine, millions of people in the Middle East are now wondering where their next meals will come from. The skyrocketing prices are affecting people whose lives were already upended by conflict, displacement, and poverty, from Lebanon, Iraq, and Syria to Sudan and Yemen. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United Nations peacekeeping force in Mali says it has deployed two units to the African country's area with Burkina Faso and Niger to respond to a string of civilian killings. Since early March, a surge in attacks by an Islamic State affiliate has left hundreds of civilians dead, according to official and military sources. The region has long been a hot spot of jihadi and militia violence in West Africa. The UN peacekeeping force known as MINUSMA deployed one unit to the area over a week ago. It said it is in the process of deploying another one this week. MINUSMA said the attacks have resulted in dozens of deaths. Jury selection begins Monday in the trial of Parkland, Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz. AP correspondent Jennifer King has that story.
It's expected to be no easy task screening jurors who can put aside their knowledge of the 2018 shooting that killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School to judge the case fairly. 23-year-old Nicholas Cruz has already pleaded guilty. His defense lawyers will be looking for those who might give him the one vote he needs to avoid the death penalty. Prosecutors will be arguing that aggravating factors outweigh mitigating factors such as Cruz's lifelong mental illness. As many as 1,500 people will begin filing through Circuit Court Judge Elizabeth Scherer's courtroom over the next several weeks. The case has been plagued by delays due to COVID and legal wrangling. I'm Jennifer King.
A huge fire engulfed the main market in the city of Hargeisa in northern Somalia overnight, injuring at least 28 people and destroying hundreds of businesses. This according to city authorities and witnesses on Saturday. According to those witnesses, the blaze started at an area where old warehouses are located within the busy Wahin Market. Images posted on social media platforms show the entire market area covered by flames. And recapping our top story of the hour, Ukrainian forces are advancing on Saturday into areas north of Kyiv that are littered with debris and destroyed Russian tanks as Russian soldiers apparently move north. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.